Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr, 55 past the hour, sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new job or a new career field, make the change now. Simply go to youngexpress.com. Being joined now by Mark Stewart of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. For years, you knew him covering high school sports, now covering Badger football this season. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I guess first things first, the guy that everybody's going to want to talk about all year long, obviously, is Graham Mertz as the Badgers get ready to play Illinois State. What are your expectations for Graham Mertz coming off of the last couple of years this season, Mark?
You're hoping that, you know, a guy entering his third year as a starter is going to take a jump. I know a lot of tension's kind of been put on, you know, his touchdown turnover ratio and completion percentage, but we also got to take into account that, you know, the guy was a freshman and a sophomore the last couple years, and that you're hoping, you know, with a new offensive coordinator with 2 years of experience and kind of gone through this stuff before, that he's going to put up some better numbers and be more accurate. I do think, you know, having that new offensive coordinator might provide a different perspective. I think Bobby Engram is also coaching the quarterbacks too, so that's a different voice that Graham's going to be hearing from and just, you know, learning from. So I know there's a lot of pressure on him, and I think he's going to show, I don't want to go too far out there, but I think he's going to be better. I think we're going to see some growth there.
See, and that's the thing, right? So the other thing you have going into this is you have wide receivers that aren't the most experienced wide receivers in the whole wide world. And your cohort over there at the Journal Sentinel, Jeff Patricus, point out Skylar Bell as being a guy to kind of keep an eye on this year going into the season. And they're going to really have to kind of do their job as well. He's not benefited by having, you know, senior wide receivers to rely on this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes. Some years you need the experienced quarterback to bring along your receiving core, and some years you got a new quarterback and, you know, you got that veteran receiving core that kind of makes things a little easier for him. So this, I mean, that's going to be one of the added responsibilities for Graham this year, is making sure, you know, he's putting throws out there that those receivers can make plays on and, you know, really build confidence off of.
Most years, I don't really care who the backup quarterback is, I'll be honest with you. But it's a little bit different this year, mainly because Mertz has shown the ability to kind of get dinged up, I guess, the last couple of years and miss parts of games or whatever. So the backup quarterback does get a chance to play. Having said that, it is kind of wide open right now as far as who that backup quarterback is going to be. If I had to look at this situation, if Miles Burkett wins this thing as a true freshman coming from Franklin, where he won a state championship, that would be a huge deal, because very rarely do you see two true freshmen as backup quarterbacks in the Badger program over the last decade or so.
Yeah, and, you know, like I say, yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, Chase Wolf's got this, you know, injury that's got him out for an indefinite amount of time. It is going to be interesting to see, especially this week with Illinois State. You know, I think everyone is presuming that Wisconsin's going to take care of business and, you know, build up a big lead. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. Who's going to be the next guy coming in? You know, my colleague Jeff Patricus tweeted out this morning that it seems like, based off this week, that Miles is ahead of Deacon Hill. But it'll be interesting to see, who comes in second. And my guess is if they're up big enough, then maybe you'll see both those guys out there, just so, you know, they get a taste for game competition and the coaches kind of see what they can do, you know, in the line of fire.
Mark, compare and contrast for us, if you would, because not everybody watches high school football around here, didn't see Miles play at Franklin like you did and I did, and some others. What he brings to the table versus what Deacon brings to the table for the Badgers, because I don't necessarily think they're that similar.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I know Miles a lot better than Deacon, and you know, up here you don't get the luxury of, I mean, we've seen a handful of practices, and a lot of times in practice, really, it's been Graham and it's been Chase that are the guys that you see doing the work. So I haven't seen a lot of Deacon, to be honest. I have seen a lot of Miles at the high school level, and at that level, he does have, you know, he did have that kind of it factor, you know, just the, you know, great leader, you know, great in the clutch. You know, he had a lot of clutch moments as a quarterback, things, intangibles that you like to see from that position. You know, the question is, okay, how does that translate to the next level, especially in this situation where, you know, now all of a sudden one of these young guys has to be a backup quarterback. How strong of a leader can a young guy be of older guys? You know, that's one of the key questions when you're dealing with, with that quarterback spot. It's one of those things. Honestly, though, it's Badger fans, just keep your fingers crossed and hope that Graham stays healthy. Because it's tough for a young guy to come in and make an impact. Now, Miles did graduate early, so he's been on campus here since January. He went through all the spring practice, and obviously he's making enough strides that, you know, he's at least being competitive with a guy in Deacon Hill who's been on campus much longer. So, if I had to describe Miles and kind of sum it up, he just had, at the high school level, he had that it factor, and he had a clutch gene, you know, because all of Franklin's games were not close last year. All of them weren't blowouts. There were some close games, a couple in the playoffs, and he really delivered some big throws. So, come second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, I'm going to be very interested to see who gets the call as that backup quarterback, assuming Wisconsin's up huge.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, you say that, but if Mertz isn't playing all that well, and then one of these kids come on the field, whether it be Deacon or Miles, and show out and do something, that could stir the pot a little bit, too, at the quarterback position if they get to come play a game or two and are playing well. And if Mertz wasn't going into that situation, you might have a little bit of a quarterback controversy going forward if that were to happen. I think, you know, from a Badger perspective, you want Mertz healthy all year. But if Mertz is going to go out and if one of these young kids can step up and show that they can lead this team and win some football games, you know, long term, that's a great thing for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, the thing, even if Graham gets hurt, I mean, one thing you can't discount, even if though he hasn't, you know, had the greatest first 2 years, you know, I say he's been, you know, solid given his age, is that he's got that experience. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, I guess I find it hard to think of a scenario where a young guy could come in and even if Graham got hurt or was a little off for a while, a situation where they would turn to a young guy rather than trying to figure things out with Graham, unless he just couldn't physically play. Like I say, it's just such a hard position to kind of, you know, one, be a leader at, and two, produce that. And I think, you know, at least the other thing Graham has is that he has kind of been developed into a leader on this team. So, you never know, but I just don't see a scenario where one of these guys comes in unless, you know, he plays like Russell Wilson. Miles Burkett's number is 16 at UW. maybe comes in and plays like Russell Wilson. I don't know. It's just the track record of freshmen coming in at the Big Ten level and showing out and playing lights out is, you know, it's very few.
That's great, because I'm going to put the tweet out. Mark Stewart, could Miles Burkett be the next Russell Wilson? And everybody will click on. It'll be great. Hey, I want to go to the defensive side of the ball real quick here before we wrap it up as we get ready to see Badgers in Illinois State. The cornerback position is interesting because they got all these transfers in here. There's Jay Shaw from UCLA, Justin Clark from Toledo, Cedric Dort from Kentucky. Very unusual, I would say, for the Badgers to bring those many guys in from outside the university for one singular position, but that's exactly what they did this offseason. Of those three guys, did anybody stand out to you more than the other?
No, you know, I mean, it's like I said, it's hard to tell from, you know, the minimal practices that we've seen. I do think those guys have some talent, and I think going into the first week, you know, I think you got Dort, who's going to be starting at one of the cornerback spots. You know, what's interesting to me about the cornerback position, not so much the transfers, but Alex Smith, their senior cornerback, who's probably their best defensive back. You know, we hadn't seen him practice all camp because he's kind of been nursing an injury. So, you know, he's listed on the depth chart this week, and he's not listed on the injury report. But will he play? You know, that'll be interesting to see, because he's, you know, I know the coaches really really, really loved what he was doing. And I think the only concern with him, you know, they didn't want to bring him back too soon. So, you know, that's in the defensive backfield, that's what I'm looking at this week is, okay, does Smith play? How much does he play? You know, how does he look? And how much time does he need maybe to get ready, given he's not been able to practice as much, you know, just because he's kind of been, you know, on the mend. So, you know, that's what intrigues me about that position.
Mark, one last thing. What's your vibe about this team right now? Are they talking? Are they feeling confident in themselves? They can go win this side of the Big Ten and compete for the Big Ten Conference? Or what's kind of the chatter amongst these guys on this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a high level of confidence here. You know, just based off the track record, I don't think anyone that I've talked to is thinking that they take a backseat to anyone in the division. You know, and I mean, I sort of agree. I mean, I think this year, the way the schedule plays out, you know, you got the 3-9 conference games early, you know, then you got Ohio State and you kind of jump into some tougher games. But I think this is going to be one of those teams that the team that we see in August is going to look a lot different than the one we see, you know, in November. You know, I think there's a lot of room for growth. You got a lot of players who are either new starters or guys who have switched positions, like on the offensive line, then I think there's a lot of room for growth there. So, I think the confidence level was high. You know, I think that's just what Wisconsin football's has become. You know, these guys figure, hey, you know, it's my time now. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's their, you know, their approach. The expectation is definitely – you know, get the West Division and, you know, get to that Big Ten championship game and see what happens from there.
He is Mark Stewart. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Stewart, MJS. He covered high school sports. Now he's covering all things involving Wisconsin, including Badger football this fall. Mark, thanks a lot for coming on. Hopefully we'll talk throughout the season.
Yeah, hey, appreciate you having me on.
You betcha. There he is, right, Mark Stewart, checking in with us here on 1250 AM The Fan. And, of course, every time we talk to somebody on the 55s, it's sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a job or a new career, check them out at youngexpress.com. Each and every day at the 55s, you'll hear more local sports coverage, whether it be an interview or one of my sparky takes on a subject at hand. Make sure to keep it tuned in to 1250 AM, The Fan.